Boat Trader, America's largest boating marketplace, offering easy financing and over 100,000 boat listings to choose from. Sell, find, and finance new or used boats on America's largest boating marketplace. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Damn these Biloxi blues, it happens every night. And I ain't never met a riverboat dealer that could ever be a friend of mine.
I have not.
The summer heat never treats me kind, it leaves trouble on my mind. So I'm bidding farewell, putting in my notice, and I'll see you at another time.
Hey.
This highway does not know my name, and I don't care.
No, I don't care.
Heading my way for another place, and I got three good tires and a spare.
Right to the hook right here.
Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.
Budget Live, Not So Live, and we are back in the bar and grill. We got a busted old voice. I feel kind of rough, I ain't gonna lie. This is the podcast from Monday, June the 14th, and we made it back from Texas. It's Monday afternoon, and you didn't get your normal dose of LBL in the morning time because I was driving. Drove as far as I could stand to drive last night. And I got up and drove about 8 hours this morning. And proud to be back. Proud to be back at the house. Proud to be back in the bar and grill where everything is calm, cool, and collected. Because I'm going to tell y'all, we had a wild time at the Bassmaster Classic. And if you weren't in Texas, shame on you. Shame on you. It's going to be the theme of this entire podcast today, pretty much. But, I don't know, man. It's a whirlwind 3 days. It's the most incredible gathering in our sport. Always. I mean always. Completely blown away at how Texas showed out, but how the rest of the country showed out, man. People showed up from all over the place. And, of course, we had Low Budget Live, not once, but twice. The first kicking off there on Saturday at the Express Boats booth, it was pandemonium. It was hotter than Blue Blazes back there. Your boy was sweating it. And I'm a one-man band, so I'm running around. I'm checking out the audio, checking out the Wi-Fi, checking out the video, trying to make sure everything goes off without a hitch. And for whatever reason, it did not stream to YouTube. YouTube pulled it. And I don't know if it was bandwidth or what. So strike one against your boy right there. Right out of the giddy. Had that happen. Of course, then, but the podcast was a good time. I'm going to get that up. You're going to hear that podcast in audio form, and you're going to see it on YouTube because I did record it to a card. So I'm going to get that edited. That'll go up this week. You're going to want to check it out. It was wild. It was a good time there at the Express Boats booth. And then the library bar, can't say thank you enough to the fine folks at the library for having us and for every single lowlifer that came out. Oh, my God. And star-studded. I'm talking about the who's who in bass fishing were up in there. And we have folks from Express Boats. We have folks from Garmin, from Six Sense. My Six Sense homies came out. Goodness gracious. They was well represented. Lots of folks in and out, but want to say thanks to Fat Cat Newton, Bradley Hallman, Jacob Peroznik, of course, G-Man, Gerald Swindle, Ben Milliken, the Zark. We had a good time, man. Had a really, really good time. And something else I got to say is thank you to Michael Roby behind the scenes. You guys, if you've watched Low Budget Live over the years, especially like back in the old Instagram days, Roby works with me at TH Marine, but is an incredible human being. He's really good with the audio video stuff, and he helped me a lot because we had some audio issues. I left it up. I left Low Budget Live from the library bar. Did stream. We had some audio issues early. That video is up there, so if you click on it and you wonder what in the hell's going on, well, it's kind of typical. It's low budget, but we got it sorted out. I'm pretty sure fairly quick into it from what Michael said. So I thank each and every one of you that watched it, but to the folks that drove the Jamie Sizemores that drove 14 hours, shout out Jamie, his crew showed up, man. They were there last year. They were there front and center again this year. Tori Tucker, too many of y'all to name, man. Low lifers that I'm getting to know as we go through this deal together. And it's so awesome, man, to see y'all in person and everybody that came up at the expo to hug a neck, to shake a hand. Damn, it's good to be back doing that, y'all. It is. I didn't realize how much I'd miss just seeing people. And, man, we got a dose of it because that Bassmaster Classic now, let me tell you, out there in Texas, they showed up. I think that Bass posted today that it was something in the 140,000 people range. I don't know how they count that. I don't know if that's accurate, but I do know there was a lot of damn people there. A lot of people. It's kind of split up in separate buildings, so it's hard to get a good read. But I know I stay busy talking to low lifers, shaking hands, not shaking babies, and had a really big time out there at in Fort Worth. It was my first time to actually get to visit the city of Fort Worth. I went to Billy Bob's one night and see what that was all about. Did the tourist thing, you know, Billy Bob's, Texas, and it was a cool place. I was glad I went. I've got a lot of live from Billy Bob's albums, but just I think the overwhelming theme for me personally leaving the Classic is just being grateful to each and every one of you that make this possible. Because when I get in person with y'all, I realize how many of you that tune in every week that keep up with just all the craziness that is LBL. So just thankful, man. Thankful. And you just can't say that enough. Somebody, obviously, we do it every week, but I'm going to run through them. This is going to be a short one today because I have no voice, and you got two other podcasts to watch this week. We're in overtime, but I wanted to make sure I got on here, and I got a couple things I want to talk about. But first, I want to kick it off with these sponsors right here. Huge thanks, and these fine fellas were not at the Classic this year. They didn't get to make it, but the fine folks at StarTron, Starbright, down there in Flowrida. StarTron kicking ethanol on the T since way back and bringing you Low Budget Live for like going on 4 years now. It's incredible. It's incredible. All this fuel around here, I noticed today when I was coming back, all contains like 10% ethanol now. And it'll just mess everything up. It gets in the works. And you go to crank the key on that outboard engine and it ain't gonna run. You go to crank that weed eater because your wife's on your butt that you better weed eat the yard, which the triple threat is because my yard looks like Jurassic Park right now, and it don't crank because that ethanol has ruined your chances at keeping your wife happy. Put your little dab of StarTron in there. Cranks right up. You're good to go. Ethanol kicked in the teeth right there. Because of just shaking that bottle. So thanks to the folks at StarTron. We missed them this year, but they were well represented. I'll promise you at the Bassmaster Classic. The fine folks from Sims Fishing Products. Lord have mercy, I sweated through some Sims out there at that Classic. Man, I ain't never been to an expo that was that hot. God, Lord have mercy. But thank God for some Sims gear out there because we were looking good and we were feeling good, even though it was about 137,000 degrees in that expo. But the folks from Sims taking care of me and taking care of y'all out there on the water, from the rain suits to the sun gear, you cannot miss it. And I'm here to remind each and every one of you lowlifers that you get one life. Fish it well. Pro Guide Batteries. Got to see my man Matt Looney from a distance. Never got to really pick his brain too much out there at the Classic, but he did show up to Low Budget Live because I saw it with my very own eyes as he came in recovering from ACL surgery. But the folks at Pro Guide Batteries have been powering that Express X21 all year long with those 31 AGMs. And I saw a post. They are back in stock now. You lowlifers bought them out, but they back in stock. So use code LBL10 to get some of my favorite batteries that I've ever used. Zero problems this year running them for a cranking battery and three trollings. The 31 AGMs. Go over there to Pro Guide Batteries. Check those out. LBL10. Get your low life going in the direction you should with some good batteries. And last but certainly not least, cannot say enough about these guys. Hang the damn banner. Hang the banner right there. Express Boats, Hot Springs, Arkansas, building excitement since 1966. And man, I got to spend a lot of time with these guys at the Classic. And they never cease to amaze me. They're great people. They're great family folks. And it was funny. I was rolling out to Fort Worth, and I had a truck pull up on me in the left lane. And I'm like, hey, buddy, I'm going as fast as I can go. Phone rings, Mr. Rory Herndon, El Presidente, Express Boats, and goes, I saw that Express logo from a mile away on the back of that truck, rolls up on me. Had a great conversation. But the man himself, he made it out to Low Budget. Live, him and his beautiful bride, and we had a great time, man. Clay Connor was over there moving and shaking at the Express booth, and he came out to Low Budget Live, even though he left a little early, Clay. He left a little early. He left it to us kids, he said. But the buzz around their booth was just incredible. I can't wait for y'all to see the podcast we did there. It was a good time. It was a good time for those of y'all that missed it. There were a lot of y'all that came out in person, checked out that X21, X19, and lots of questions on those boats that I got to answer while I was around there. So it was a good time. But Express Boats, the official boat, that X21 of Low Budget Live and the Traveling Circus, proud to do it. I actually played music off of an X21 in their booth, me and Shannon Wheeler, and it was cool. It was very cool. So thanks to the folks at Express. Thanks to all the fine sponsors, just like I thank each and every one of you for listening every week. All right, here we go, Bassmaster Classic. Well, I want to continue to say, shout out Dude Let's Fish, Shannon Wheeler, incredible man, incredible fiddler. We released three songs last week. Go check them out on YouTube if you haven't. They will be up on iTunes hopefully by the end of the week. New music. A lot of y'all are like, man, quit playing Biloxi Blues, play some new music. Got you some new music out there to listen to. So we played music, and Saturday night after the Low Budget Live, why I sound like this, I was overserved. So if you were handing me liquor drink, shame on you indeed, because it was a rough day Sunday. That's when you know you do it. I don't know. I don't want to say right, but that's when you just know you do it, I guess, full send. And it was quite a time. I mean, there was some video surfacing around of your boy, and I was having a large time. But the folks that came out, packed crowd, singing Biloxi Blues, singing along with us, it was so much fun, man. We played music for like 4 hours, but can't thank Shannon Wheeler enough. Dude Let's Fish, y'all make sure you're following at Dude Let's Fish on the YouTube and Instagram. He's a super talented dude musically, but man, his edits are so great. If you love good fishing videos, good tips, Shannon got the goods. Shannon Wheeler, he's got the goods, man. But he edited all those songs. He produced it. He mixed it and did the artwork. He did everything. So huge thanks to Shannon, man. He's such a good dude, and I'm proud to call him a friend. So thanks to each and every one of you that came out to the live. So awesome shaking y'all's hands, man. So awesome. But thank you. So Bassmaster Classic 2021, Ray Roberts, here are my takeaways. How cool is it, first of all? Congratulations, Hank and Jacqueline Cherry. Y'all remember last year, Hank was sick after the Classic. If you listen to LBL, I actually did the interview with his wife, the post-Classic interview with Jacqueline, and I think I'm going to try to do that again this year. Forget Hank. I'm going to do it with Jacqueline. She's the best. Congrats to the Cherry family, man. I texted them last time. So happy for them. And it's so crazy to think about. He won the Classic last year. Then we go right into COVID. The world truly the classic might have been the super spreader event that everybody pisses and moans about on the TV there. It could have been the classic. It could have been Low Budget Live last year in Birmingham. Could have been. Could have been. But the world truly, the next week, shuts down. Hank Cherry hoists the trophy, and then it's crickets, man. They didn't go back to fishing until well into June. Not a lot of folks allowed at the events with all the social distancing and whatnot around the country. So Hank did not get a proper championship year, I don't feel like. He didn't get to go work sports shows. He didn't get to go do the things that classic champs get to do, their victory lap, so to speak. So for him to win, to me, is one of the coolest stories, not only for the fact that he's one of the very, 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 very short list few people to win multiple Bassmaster Classics. That in itself, absolutely phenomenal, let alone go back to freaking back. But now he gets his damn victory lap because the world is back rocking and rolling for the most part. And I'm so proud for him that he gets that chance because it was almost like everything else in the world, how it just kind of, we all talked about this. It's like, we lost a year. Like, we lost a year. And so glad that Hank gets that chance. Another thing for me with Hank is he's one of those guys now that is going to go down in history as one of the sport's biggest superstars that 2 years ago wasn't. He just wasn't. He was an incredible angler. He won the AOI event that year, like his rookie year, won rookie of the year. He had a chance to win the very first classic he ever fished out at Grand Lake, had to fish on, came off. But he wasn't one of those guys that you just, Hank, man, there's Hank. And now, he's that dude. How crazy can life go, right? I mean, probably wasn't just smoking it with sponsors a couple years ago. Was trying to figure it out. Hard-nosed guy. Foot on the pedal. Catching as many bass as he can. And now he's won, not one, but two Bassmaster freaking Classics. It's an incredible story, man. It's an incredible story. And I'm my hat's off to him and his fine family. That is so cool, man. Seeing them get to take the victory lap in the packed arena. Remember I said that if you weren't watching. Packed weigh-in arena. And a weigh-in that didn't have guys like Skeet Reese in it. Kevin Van Dam, some of these familiar faces that left the Bassmaster world a couple years ago. It didn't hurt the crowd. Didn't hurt the crowd. You know, I think there was a thought process there for a while when the big split happened that the Classic was over. It's over, man. Nobody's going to show up to see a bunch of nobodies. Got some bad news for some boys. Them nobodies are now all the somebodies in the sport. that's going to become a real issue, in my opinion. And what I mean by that is this year was the first year where we had this, hey, man, we're not coming. The majority of us Bass Pro Tour professionals are not coming to the sport's biggest event. We're not going to acknowledge that it exists. We're not going to come. We're not going to come for the fans, and we're not going to come for our sponsors, except for a few. Guys like Double E Edwin Evers, guys like Kevin Van Dam, who I had a fantastic conversation with there, guys like Jordan Lee, guys like Matt Lee, Brent Ayler, Randy Howe, former Classic champ, that I watch sign autograph after autograph, shake hands, take pictures, happy to be there, smile on his face, was happy to be there with his son, Laker. But you had so many guys that just didn't come. So many, man. And there's an FLW or a MLFLW Big Five Tackle Warehouse Pro Circuit this week on the Potomac River. You know, the reschedule of the Classic kind of got on that. They fished up there at Chickamauga. Kevin Van Dam kicked their butt. It was incredible to watch, but it spilled over into the week. But by God, Kevin Van Dam was there. And he won, and he was there. So what's your excuse, the rest of you? Scott Suggs was there. Josh Bertrand was there. Had a great conversation with Josh Bertrand. I thanked all those guys for coming. I think it's important for the sport that they come. You know, yeah, they did change employers, essentially. But you can't ignore your former life. You can't run from it. You can't act like what you're doing is better than the Bassmaster Classic. Because Red Crest ain't it, cuz. It ain't. I watched 100,000 people walk around sweating to the damn, you know, to the floor, son, for 3 days. And they didn't care that Boyd Duckett wasn't there. they didn't. I didn't hear one person go, "Man, y'all know where the Red Crest Expo is? Because we want to go to that." We're 4 years in or 3 years in, and they haven't had one yet. That's my biggest takeaway, man. That's not me being a hater, but, like, shame on you if you call yourself a professional bass fisherman and you get on Instagram and you get on Facebook and you act like nothing in the world is going on. You go do whatever it is you're going to do for the week. And a lot of big names did that. And you act like that little tournament in Texas wasn't happening. And you let, not only did you let, and I work for sponsors, right? I work for a company that sponsors a lot of anglers. But you let a lot of sponsors down. But the people that you let down the most are the fans of professional bass fishing. That most of them don't give a shit where you went. They don't. They want to see you. They want to talk to you. They want to spend 30 seconds of their freaking day with you and say, they ain't going to come to you and go, "Man, I don't like that format. Man, I don't." That's not what it's about in person. All the internet comments go away. They want a second of your time. And for you to go do whatever it was that you were doing that didn't bring you to the Classic, ego mainly, shame on you. That's what I say. Shame on you. It's a joke. But this is what's going to become a joke. There are going to be very few of those guys, in my opinion, and I like a lot of the ones I'm talking to right now, a lot. You're going to become irrelevant. You're going to become irrelevant. That's what's going to happen. As things progress, you are alienating the fans because you guys do not have, at the Bass Pro Tour level, weigh-ins. You're shooting off confetti cannons, and there's nobody there. Dustin Connell kicks ass and takes names at Lake Eufaula. Confetti cannon goes off. There's a few camera guys taking pictures. Like, it's embarrassing. Got people packed in the freaking Dickies Arena to watch Hank Cherry and his family go around. Guys, do not cut off your nose to spite your damn face. Don't. "Oh, man, well, I was going to fish the pro circuit up on the Potomac River, so I couldn't make it out." Yeah, say that with me one more time. "Yeah, I'm fishing FLW again." Come on, guys. Skeet Reese goes from being a Bassmaster Classic champion to now he's got a rush to practice at the Potomac River on the freaking FLW Pro Circuit because they own it too now. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. Skeet's having a hell of a year. Catching him good. I'm proud he is. It's good to see that name up there. But I'm saying, like, it's bizarre, man. You should have been there. Mark Rose, another guy I saw. Mark Rose. But, like, just pretending that the week doesn't exist, people remember. And that's what I talked with Van Dam for a long time. And he said, "Look, man, I switched employers. That's what I did." Of course, you know, Kevin's a part owner in that deal. And he's like, I switched owners. And he said, and there's a lot of animosity. And I looked at him and I said, "How could there not be?" I said, "You are this." Like, you are. Like, there are not many names in the sport of bass fishing that will ever be as big as Kevin Van Dam's name. His reign on the Bassmaster Tournament Trail, second to none, man. There are very few names. Roland Martin, Ricky Klein, Kevin Van Dam. He's known by his initials, dude. KVD. And I watched person after person come up, congratulate him on his BPT win. I watched every second of his last little flurry he got on. Somebody texted me, said, Van Dam's putting a beat down on him. Go watch. I watched. It was fantastic. Vintage KVD. I grew up idolizing that man in bass fishing as a kid, man. He was just the man. He still is the man. But him saying, you know, I know there's a lot of animosity. And I told him, I said, dude, it's so important that you're here. Because I watched an older gentleman come up to him and be like, man, why are you not out there? The guy had no clue. No clue that he had just won the Bass Pro Tour 2 days before. None. And you could tell that it kind of offended Kevin. Kevin's a confident dude, proud. And he was like, well, do you not have social media? And the old man's like, no, I don't. He had no clue. And I said, man, you can't blame that guy. Kevin Van Dam at the Bassmaster Classic is just as old as time, right? So I found that very interesting. I found it very interesting that a few guys came out and that a lot more didn't. Cody Meyer, another guy I saw at the Bassmaster Classic. So there were several guys that came out of that field, but out of the 80, there were way more that didn't. And maybe their sponsors don't care. I know some companies that sponsor some guys that do care, that talk about it, you know. But there were lots of things that happened after that split with, well, Bass doesn't have any stars anymore. They don't have this or they don't have that. And I don't think Bass is perfect. I know BPT's not perfect. They're all trying different things all the time. But what did not happen is after that split, the battleship didn't get sunk. The Birmingham Classic was huge. You know, Knoxville was the last year any of those guys fished. Ott won. Everybody's like, well, it's over after that. It wasn't. This year, mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. You know, and now the sports stars that are just rising are the Brock Mosleys. Jason Christie's back over there kicking ass and taking it. Seth Fighter, blowing it out. You see guys walking around with llamas on their head at the Classic. I'm telling you, if you're watching this and you fish the Bass Pro Tour and you didn't come, be careful. If you've had a career, be careful. Don't let your ego kick you in the ass because you're going to become irrelevant with the fan base. I know you feel like because they like your Instagram videos or they watch your YouTube channel, swipe up, subscribe. Maybe they do that, but something about that face-to-face interaction has always been gigantic in our sport, and I heard fans talking about it out there. I had people asking me what I thought about it out there. Don't dig yourself a damn hole you can't get out of. Just don't. It's so sad because there are so many guys that have fantastic resumes and had fantastic followings that I feel like are on the verge of losing them because they're just like, yep, that never happened. We didn't build our entire careers over there. Come on, man. You know, that was one thing with MPFL when we first started that really got my attention with my bosses there. We were having a meeting here and Brad Fuller said, we always want to pay homage to the Bassmaster Tournament Trail, to the foundation it laid, to the Bassmaster Classic, which will go down in history as the greatest bass fishing tournament ever. I don't care what kind of fancy names you give something. I don't care how much hype you give something. It's never going to be the Classic. It's just not. It's just not. That name is a Super Bowl bass fishing, and it is that. And it was this year, and it was incredible. Can't forget the past. You can run from it like hell. You can ignore it, but it will always catch up to you. Always. Always. So I don't understand why 3 years in we're trying to pretend that that's not a thing, you know. And maybe guys had vacations planned and things like that. Who knows? But I know I worked my ass off out there. I saw a lot of other pros doing it too. If you get a sponsor that gets mad at you for not being there, the only person you got to blame is yourself. It's the way I look at it. So, Bassmaster Classic 2021 in the freaking books. And that was my biggest takeaway. It was huge because, you know, the fishing was good. A lot of guys had great tournaments. But that was one that just kind of, I was like, man, I just thought about it for 3 damn days. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? So many guys that I know well, just like, why? If you're a guy like Jacob Wheeler, who has hordes of fans, why don't you come and sign a damn hat? Why? Why wouldn't you? Come spend a day shaking the hands of the people that love you, that love the sport of bass fishing, that aren't divided, that don't care where you're at. They just like you as an angler. You know, it's such a shame. Dustin Connell wins Red Crest this year. Dude, come out there and shake hands. Shake hands. Mark Daniels Jr., Adrian Aveni, y'all big on social media. Come to the Classic, dude. Come to the Classic. I actually think MDJ's son graduated from high school. I saw that. But I don't get it. I don't get it. But gotta check them egos sometimes, man. You know, Lord knows I gotta check my own. But you gotta. It's weird. But so this, and I was curious how I would feel and how it would look out there, and it definitely, you know, and I post. I post during during the BPT up at Chickamauga, man, I watched as much of it as I could. I didn't get to watch a ton, but like Joe Lee was smashing on him. Of course, I love Joe, and he's catching him up, and it's just a good old Tennessee River beatdown. And I made some posts about it. And, man, people were in my DMs being like, too bad they fished the wrong trail. It ain't about that, man. It's about bass fishing, and it's about those anglers. Just as much as it is about the fans. And if you feel like they're wrong for being over there, then that's fine. That's your right. But that's what they're doing, and that's what they're going to do. But you can't forget the past. Just can't forget the past. So, all right. Thank y'all. Thank y'all from the bottom of my heart, man. It was it's always an eye-opening experience getting out and mixing it up with the people in this industry. It's amazing. I can't tell you what it means to me for people to come up and ask to take pictures, to sign stuff, to just, you know, the amount of people that walked up and said, you were one of the only reason I came here, man. Like that trips me out. And that's not a humble brag. That's it's amazing to me. I am a Tennessee redneck that loves bass fishing. You take all this away, and I'm going bass fishing tomorrow. Now, I may never film it. You take all this away, it's all about the bass for me. I just got lucky to be able to talk about it a little bit, and folks like y'all enjoy it, all you low-lifers. And it means a lot, man. It means a lot. And weeks like this, just, gosh, they just resonate so hard that it's all about y'all. None of this matters without y'all. So, thank you. Thank you for sure. If you walked up and shook my hand, thank you. If you yelled out, low lifer coming by, thank you at the Bassmaster Classic. Thank you for tuning in to Low Budget Live each and every week. I'm going to take you out with Biloxi Blues. Make sure to go check out them new songs out there. Make sure to hug your damn mama. And I'm going to see y'all next Monday. Spanish. See ghosts. Well, I'm gonna leave them in the past. Any direction, Lord, I'll be fine. It don't matter, east or west, north, south, wherever the wind blows, I'm leaving those burdens at rest. This highway, it does not know my name, and I don't care. No, I don't care. And I got 3 good tires and a spare. Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.
the most legendary shows in the outdoors is on Waypoint TV. Don't miss Primo's Truth About Hunting, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. On Mondays, head offshore with Captain Scott Walker and Steve Roger for breathtaking deep-sea adventures.
Coming to me.
Double. He's jumping.
Oh!
Look at that belly.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Tell a few fish stories along the way.
On Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.